She opens her eyes and sees Damien's head there again at the top of the stairs. He's wearing that tarn jacket, buttoned to the neck.
"Sorry, just checking. Didn't mean to wake you," he says, almost a whisper.
She looks at her watch. It's 7 in the morning.
"No," she says. "This is good. I'm awake."
"Marina's not. She'll sleep in. If we're quiet, we can go out without waking her, have coffee and a talk."
5 minutes.
His head disappears. Fleck tarn, that's what it's called. Like chocolate chips sprinkled on confetti, the color of last autumn's leaves. You pay more here to sit with your coffee. Takeaway is less expensive. They probably do that in Tokyo, too, but she hadn't noticed. It's raining, and Damien's worn a black hooded sweatshirt under his fleck tarn. He keeps the hood up here, seated in the back of this Starbucks clone, and she's glad of that, as his stubbled scalp disorients her. She's always known him as someone with a shoulder-brushing, center-parted, shoegazer anti-haircut. It feels like old times to sit here with him, diagonally opposite Camden Town Station, wearing damp clothing and nursing large multi-shot lattes.
"What about your father?" he asks,
brown eyes peering from beneath the black cotton cowl.
"No sign. My mother's in Hawaii picking up messages from him on dead-air sections of audio tape, so she's convinced he's gone."
This sounds odd even to her, but how do you say these things?
"Fucking hell," he says with such evident and simple sympathy that she feels like hugging him. "That must be horrible."
She nods, sips from the tall paper cup. "Problems with the insurance, but that's probably just a matter of time."
"But you think he's dead?"
"I've never doubted it, really. I don't know why." She looks out from this brightly lit urban cave, past the queue of customers and the sounds of steam, to the strangers passing steadily in the rain.
"And you're over here working for Blue Ant?"
He's shot several commercials for them, a Big End favorite, she's heard.
"And in Tokyo?"
She turns back to him. "They wanted me here to tell them whether or not a new logo worked." She names the company, and he nods. "Then it all went sideways."
"Can't say you sound happy about the kind of sideways."
"No. You haven't asked me why I changed your locks."
"I wondered."
"Visitor, uninvited. I wasn't there."
"Someone broke in?"